I want you to imagine your life as a DACA recipient right now. You were born in the US, working hard toward your dream into the career you always wanted. You now get the news the administration plans to end the program for DACA. Now you're fearing your dream life is going to end. No direction because of the legal status that was imposed on you without choosing. Unbelievably, this is the life of a DACA recipient. DACA is an Obama-era program created in 2012 in which protects young undocumented immigrants from deportation. There are many people who are against that decision, just like we've seen in the recent years with President Trump and his administration. Since Trump was elected in 2016, he has repeatedly made efforts to repeal the program. The 2020 elections are just one of the examples on how anxious the DACA community has been, as well as the struggles of the inequalities they face during this pandemic by risking their lives and not being included in the CARES Act, in which they are not eligible to receive relief money. However, now DACA recipients known as Dreamers are now celebrating the victory of President-elect Biden after he promised to restore the program. So I'm here with the DACA recipient, so please introduce yourself.
My name is Jacqueline Jimenez. I have been a DACA recipient since the year 2013. That would be after my high school graduation. Luckily, DACA and along with the DREAM Act was my opportunity to continue with a higher education and to go attend college and to pay for college.
So Jacqueline, tell us your experience with DACA and the process of that.
So my experience with DACA, I found out in middle school that I did not have my papers. When I tried to apply to a job, it was a job where they didn't pay much, but it was a school job. And I just wanted to get the opportunity to work because I had good grades and they advised me that I can also be getting money. And so that's where I first found out when I told my mom and I wasn't able to apply. And it didn't really hit me until high school when I was applying for college and I wasn't able to apply the same way. I saw that my friends were applying to different schools and they knew that they were going to be going and I wasn't going to be able to pay for it. So I knew that maybe I was going to go to community college or I was aiming for Cal State. And luckily I did get the support from my parents to go to Cal State LA.
Where did you find support or information on DACA?
Luckily, I was blessed with a mentor. I really call it blessed because I had this person come into my life when I didn't even know that I needed her. And she didn't know that she was going to run into me either. There was this UCLA group who would come and help us out. They would tutor us. They would just do, they would call it Teen Corner. They would help us out. It turns out that this person that was mentoring us stayed with us for until now. I just met with her yesterday on Zoom. She was the first DACA attorney. I was just very blessed that she came into my life because she helped me with the whole process, helped me with all the help that I needed, all the questions that I had. She was the one who helped me get into college. She was the one who helped me with personal statements. So I'm very blessed to say that I had a mentor who helped me. I also found a little bit of support in college as well when I was able to, when I wasn't working. My first, second year, I did a group called Surge. Group, I did also get a lot of information on DACA and what we were going to do, how we were going to fight. So that's where I think I got my support from my mentor and from college, a college group.
So during the election, many DACA recipients were on edge watching the election results because their future uncertainty rely on the election results. What was your overall feeling and how did you deal with that?
Overall, I'm obviously like everyone else, I was feeling pretty nervous, but at the same time, very hopeful. I'm a strong believer in focusing on the things that you have control of. Just being hopeful at the moment, I guess. And of course, taking care of my mental health, that's something I could do. But it's important to keep hope, to stay hopeful.
What do you hope to see for the DACA community once President-elect Biden is in office?
I think for the DACA community, ever since I joined that college group, something we always wanted was to see a permanent solution, something we'll always keep fighting for. I think it's important where us DACA recipients don't have to be back and forth with our futures. It's not fair that our futures are in their hands and it's not in our hands. DACA provides me with my career in bettering the life of youth. That's what I work with. I'm an important member of our society. I like to contribute as well as many other people like me, other DACA recipients. They work really hard and they're important members of the society, so they deserve to know that their future matters and that they don't have to rely on like something that is not too certain all the time. So we shouldn't have our careers or our jobs in jeopardy. That's not fair to us. So a permanent solution means we do not have to apply and pay every 2 years or 1 year to keep these jobs. My message will be the fight is never over. We're always going to keep fighting for DACA and as well as other solutions in immigration where the people like our parents who need the support as well. There's lots of people who come or who have came to the United States for better opportunities that they cannot have in their own country. So it's important to keep that in mind. Because if we work together, we can make it possible.